For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. PSU football team back at home this weekend, homecoming against the Sioux Falls Cougars. We're joined by John Vogler, senior defensive back out of Alexandria. Defense last week at Wayne State, 13 tackles for a loss. That is a massive number. Why so much success?
I think our coaches came up a great plan. Everyone does their job. One of 11, we all execute and we do a lot of pressure and blitzes. In the back half, we kind of locked down those receivers, so it helps up that defensive line pretty well. So
you guys have had some injuries back there. Gunnar Olszewski had to move back to corner. Gunnar Feldhage's played more and more each and every week. As a true freshman, how does Feldhage remind you a little bit of Gunnar Olszewski back when he was a true freshman?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked to see him come in and play right away. But yeah, he's hard-nosed. He does his job well. He's obviously, you know, lacking that experience, but he's playing his role very well right now. He's got to beef up a little this offseason, obviously, but he should have a good career here.
Gunnar Olszewski has played with you now for long enough. I'm sure nothing surprises you what he does defensively, but how about in the kick return game? Is anything he does surprise you there?
I mean, that pitch, kind of a little, but I mean, I know Gunnar, he knows me. We just go out there and play football. We always talk about it. We just go out there and play, you know, our style of football. And if that's what it is, that's what it is. But yeah, we're just having fun out there. So
I've watched that return back 100 times, I think, already since last Saturday. You made a pretty good seal there at midfield as he started to cut back. And then you took off downfield along with Mikey Willis. And there was good old Josh Willey once again downfield with you guys on a long return. What are you guys supposed to be doing there? Because a lot of times you see penalty flags calling those things back.
Yeah. Our coaches, that return that Mikey had against, Crookston, that, you know, we went over the blocking in the film and the coaches kind of just harped on just getting in the way, not necessarily blocking it. I mean, if you have a block, block your guy, but kind of just getting in the way. And, you know, that's just our philosophy here at, you know, Bemidji. If guy needs a block, or, you know, if Panna needs to run down 60, 70 yards, or I need to run 80 yards, that's kind of just our mentality to help our teammates out.
Sioux Falls this week, pretty proficient offense that they've got. They can score points in bunches. Your offense can score points in bunches. What's it going to take to get a win?
I think it's going to be a whole team victory, obviously. Defense is going to be have to do their jobs. Offense going to have to bring it. But I think it's going to be a good challenge for us. You know, just like at Duluth, they're well coached, they're well rounded, they have a good scheme, they have good players. But I mean, so do we. So it should be a dogfight. It should be a good game, good homecoming game, good atmosphere. So should be fun.
Take us back to your high school days. You're putting feelers out of where am I going to go play. Bemidji State comes across your radar. What was your first reaction when you heard about the tradition, or maybe even saw the tradition of jumping in the lake for homecoming?
Yeah, it was more of seeing about it. For me, I didn't really know anything really about Bemidji, even, you know, living 2.5 hours south. But it's a very unique tradition. It's very special. It's one, you know, that holds true to, you know, the community and what they expect on homecoming, and what we expect is, you know, to get that win. So
it's been almost a decade straight you guys have jumped in that lake. Is there any feeling like it?
No, to be honest, it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling, you know, prepping for homecoming. It's a very special game for us and the community and this program. So we're just trying to keep that alive and hopefully get in that water Saturday.
I hope it's cold and I hope you're in it. Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.